Nothing about this today is normal. This is not normal. What is going on in America today, in the midst of a deadly pandemic and an ongoing election, having a rushed Supreme Court nomination hearing is not normal, and we cannot normalize it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 12th, 2020. Welcome to day 1362. More than 200 companies, special interest groups, and foreign governments patronized Trump's properties since he took office. Since 2016, more than 70 advocacy groups, businesses, and foreign governments held events at Trump properties which were previously held at different locations, or new events were developed to be hosted at Trump properties. Religious organizations also hosted prayer meetings, banquets, and tours at Trump properties. Tax records from 2016 show Mar-a-Lago initiation fees delivered nearly $6 million in revenue, and 60 patrons with interests before the administration brought the Trump family $12 million in business in 2017 and 2018, nearly all of whom saw their interests advanced by the Trump administration. And at least two dozen patrons reserved events for 2017 and 2018 at Trump properties who had interests involving the administration, as well as more than 100 companies that wanted something from the federal government and spent money at Trump properties. Trump himself has also attended 34 political fundraisers at his properties, which brought in $3 million in revenue. Meanwhile, Trump's adult children and their families have cost taxpayers at least $238,000 in room rentals at Trump properties for Secret Service protection since taking office. According to Secret Service records, when Eric Trump, Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump have visited Trump properties for family business, Trump's company charged the Secret Service for the rooms that agents used on each trip. Moving on, the Senate Judiciary Committee held the first of 4 days of confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett, Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. Senator Lindsey Graham, the committee's chairman, opened the hearing by saying that this is, quote, to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, end quote, probably not about persuading each other, end quote, because, quote, all the Republicans will vote yes, all the Democrats will vote no, end quote. After nearly 5 hours of opening statements by the committee's members, Barrett said judges should not try to legislate from the bench in her opening statement, saying the courts, quote, are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches elected by and accountable to the people, end quote. Hearings will resume on Tuesday for 2 rounds of questioning. Outside witnesses will testify on Barrett's nomination on Thursday, and the Judiciary Committee plans to reconvene on October 22nd to approve her nomination. Barrett's confirmation would cement conservative control of the nation's highest court, giving them a 6-3 advantage. Meanwhile, the White House blocked a CDC order requiring all passengers and employees to wear masks on planes, trains, buses, and subways, as well as in airports, stations, and depots. The order was drafted under the agency's quarantine powers and had the support of the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. The White House Coronavirus Task Force, led by Mike Pence, declined to discuss it. Public health officials have said that wearing a mask is one of the most effective ways to stop the spread of the virus, especially in crowded, poorly ventilated public places like transportation venues. Back in D.C., Trump delivered a short speech from the Blue Room balcony overlooking the South Lawn on Saturday after Dr. Sean Conley issued a doctor's note saying that Trump was, quote, no longer considered a transmission risk to others, end quote, and described the president as, quote, fever-free for well over 24 hours, end quote, noting that all symptoms improved. Conley did not indicate whether Trump had tested negative for the virus other than to say that Trump has met the CDC criteria for the, quote, safe discontinuation of isolation, end quote. Calling it a peaceful protest in honor of law and order, Trump made his first public appearance since he was hospitalized after testing positive for the virus, telling the crowd, quote, I'm feeling great, end quote. The speech came 2 weeks after Trump nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court in a ceremony that Dr. Anthony Fauci described as a super spreader event. The event was organized by Candace Owens, who has led a so-called Blexit movement, urging black voters to exit the Democratic Party. Blexit paid for the travel and lodging for some of the guests. Trump spoke for about 15 minutes, shorter than the nearly 30 minutes that officials had advertised, to an estimated audience of about 500 people. More than 2,000 guests had been invited. And finally, the Trump campaign released a new ad that uses a quote from Dr. Anthony Fauci taken out of context in an attempt to make it appear as if he is praising Trump's response to the coronavirus. The nation's leading infectious disease expert did not consent to being featured in the campaign ad, saying, quote, "In my nearly 5 decades of public service, I have never publicly endorsed any political candidate. The comments attributed to me without my permission in the GOP campaign ad were taken out of context from a broad statement I made months ago about the efforts of federal public health officials," Fauci said. In the ad, Fauci says that he, quote, "can't imagine that anybody could be doing more," end quote. The clip is taken from an interview with Fox News in March, in which Fauci was speaking about the government's response to the pandemic, not specifically about Trump's efforts. Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh says the campaign will continue to run the ad despite Fauci's objections. The White House, meanwhile, blocked Dr. Fauci, as well as any of the medical experts on the coronavirus task force, from appearing on ABC's This Week on Sunday. And in the polls, ABC News and The Washington Post say 62% of voters say the U.S. Supreme Court should uphold Roe v. Wade, while 24% want it overturned. 52% say filling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat should be left to the winner of the presidential election and a Senate vote next year. The New York Times, CBS, and Politico say Biden is leading Trump by 8 points in Michigan and by 10 points in Wisconsin among likely voters. Biden is up by 6 points over Trump in Nevada and is even in Iowa. And ABC News says 58% of voters disapprove of Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, while 21% say it's under control. Biden holds a 17-point lead over Trump when it comes to trust in handling the pandemic, with 62% saying they distrust what Trump says about the virus. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.